This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Department of Defense has announced it will begin training military personnel from Ukraine. VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington, reports.
The United States has already promised a Patriot surface-to-air missile system to Ukraine, and now there is a need for the Ukrainians to learn how to operate the advanced equipment to thwart Russian missile attacks.
Training for Ukrainian forces on the Patriot air defense system will begin as soon as next week at Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder told reporters on Tuesday that once placed in the field, the system will give Ukraine another capability to defend itself against ongoing aerial assaults from Russia. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Germany's foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, made a surprise visit to eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv near the Russian border on Tuesday. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Germany has promised Ukraine more weapons as well as help with Ukraine's accession to the European Union. In a statement ahead of a meeting with Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, Baerbock expressed Germany's support and solidarity with Ukrainians living through Russia's invasion and harsh winter conditions. Kuleba repeated Ukraine's long-standing call for tanks and said he had no doubt that Kyiv will eventually receive more military help, but he added that Germany's delay in approving the new aid is costing lives. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ukraine said on Tuesday its forces were still holding on to positions in the east, withstanding assaults by wave after wave of Russian soldiers and mercenaries seeking Moscow's first battlefield victory for months. This is VOA News. The latest Pacific storm unleashed torrential downpours and damaging winds in California on Tuesday, a day after heightened flood and mudslide risks prompted thousands of evacuations and caused widespread power outages. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Severe weather continued to pound parts of California on Tuesday. A string of Pacific storms brought more torrential rains and massive flooding. Video posted to social media showed sidewalks turned into rivers. Residents in San Bernardino tried to use sandbags to hold back the tide with little effect. At least 12 deaths have been blamed on the storms. Forecasters with the National Weather Service warned this week of a, quote, relentless parade of cyclones for northern and central California, promising little relief for the region until the middle of the week.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Peru on Tuesday announced a curfew in the southern region in a bid to suppress violent protests the day after 18 people were killed in clashes between demonstrators and security forces. The prime minister said a three-day nighttime curfew would run from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. It comes after the death toll in a month of protests against the ousting of former Pedro Castillo rose to 40, including 18 people killed Monday night. A first attempt to launch satellites from Western Europe failed in the early hours of Tuesday when Virgin Orbit said a so-called anomaly had prevented its rocket from reaching orbit after its historic launch from a British coastal town. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports.
A crowd had gathered in the coastal town of Newquay in southwest England to cheer on the historic mission. In the so-called horizontal launch, a modified Boeing 747 named Cosmic Girl carried Virgin's Launcher 1 rocket under its wing before releasing it over the Atlantic Ocean. Virgin Orbit, part-owned by British billionaire Richard Branson, the company later said the Cosmic Girl carrier and its crew had safely returned to Newquay spaceport, but gave no further detail on the status of the rocket and its payload of 9 satellites.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Prince Harry's memoir has finally hit the shelves. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
After weeks of hype and days of leaks, readers have the chance to judge Harry's book for themselves. Spare went on sale around the world on Tuesday. In Britain, a few stores opened early to sell Spare to die-hard royal devotees and the merely curious.
I can't wait to read the book.
People want to form their own opinion of the book after days of snippets and debate on news sites and television. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.